We thought maybe we could talk World Series this morning, Bob. I knew either we were going to talk about World Series or a chance now for us to win at Progressive Field. Good morning, Bob. How are you this Monday morning?
Well, good morning, boys. Doing well this morning. You know, it would have been nice to top it off and sweep the Cubs at Wrigley Field, but that's a pretty tall order to ask, and I think Mike Napoli said it best, that we did our job. You know, we went into Chicago and we won two of three and come home with the lead in the World Series. And, you know, we put ourselves in a position where we had three opportunities to win the World Series. So we're 0-for-1 in the first of the three. We get two more at our place where we get to bat last with Josh Tomlin and Corey Kluber going to be on the mound. So we feel real good about where we are, and it's going to be a beautiful, as your weather report said, a remarkably wonderful weather forecast for Tuesday and Wednesday. So it's going to be very exciting down at the ballpark tomorrow night.
Bob, talk about those watch parties downtown. They've been huge.
Yeah, they have. What, almost 70,000 people over 3 days. The energy, just remarkable. I was in Chicago for all three. So I was not at watch parties, but was hearing from our folks back here. And it's just absolutely the energy and the electricity that were evident at the Progressive Field. You know, we gave them two victories to cheer about. And it was great to see.
So those were kind of like the warm-up. We could see the people that come in there, pay the $5 or whatever it was to come to enjoy that and to kind of be a part of it. I didn't know if something like that was going to work. You know, you think about that for like when they did it at the Kiev inside a building, but going to an outdoor stadium in October to watch a game hundreds of miles away, it's a new concept in sports, I guess.
Well, yeah, and people just want to have that sense of community. You know, they want to be together when something remarkable is happening. And, you know, the price makes it very, very affordable to do that. We get an opportunity to make a little money for Cleveland Indians charities. And again, I think it's just the whole sense of community that is so very evident right now.
Talking to Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians, the Tribe not being able to get it done yesterday, but we, you know, it's sort of, what have you done to me lately? If we talked to you on Saturday or Sunday, we've been coming off two exciting victories, but obviously taking two out of three at Wrigley Field, very special. You mentioned, now you were in Chicago, did I hear you say that?
Yes, I was there for all three.
Tell me a little bit about
games.
About that atmosphere and being there in one of those old-timey stadiums, as it were.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously Wrigley, one of the great ballparks in America, you know, but I think you know, we're going to be very happy getting back to a more modern facility. It's amazing how the three games, the first one, Josh Tomlin, you know, 1-0. The intensity in that ballpark during especially the last three innings where we needed to get the most difficult nine outs, and you know, one swing of the bat changes the whole nature of any of these World Series games. But that one specifically, you know, being a 1-0 ball game, and we were able to of course, with Andrew Miller and Cody Allen, and to eke one out there and really silence the 41,000 plus that are at Wrigley Field. You know, the statistic that came out of that game, I was just amazed at that. When Andrew Miller and Cody Allen pitch in the same game, were 23-0. Just remarkable. And then the next night, Corey Kluber, you know, shuts him down, and we get a big three-run homer. Well, Lonnie Chisenhall, before that, gets a big sack fly to make it 4-1, and then we get the three-run bomb by Jason Kipnis. So it was a sort of a nice little bit of breathing room there for that victory. And then last night's intensity, where their back's obviously against the wall, and they had to do whatever they could do. And so they do something Mr. Chapman's never done in his whole career, is get an 8-out save, and he was able to do it. So a pretty electric crowd, as you could imagine. Wrigleyville is a pretty special place to be around that neighborhood. But we're glad to be home and, have last at bats. We'll get it done here in Cleveland.
I certainly, and we all certainly hope so. When we're watching, you're at the game, you don't get to see us, but we're watching it at home on television. Interesting to watch the two managers. Very good managers, totally different styles. Terry Francona always eating something, moving around, looking just kind of relaxed. Then you got the other guy over there with his stocking cap on, sort of just staring coldly, as it were. It's very interesting to see all managers have a different style, and it kind of gets reflected into their team, I think, too.
Well, it does. A lot of teams do take on the identity of their leader, and two of the best managers going at it in baseball. We're fortunate that Tito's on our side to guide us through all the things that have happened with this baseball team this year, and then the resiliency that it has shown to be in the position here, where all we have to do is win one out of the next two to be World Series champions and do it in Cleveland. And it's awfully fun to think about.
Absolutely. Again, Tuesday night, game number 6. Josh Tomlin on the mound for our Tribe. First pitch just a little after 8 o'clock. Bob, we will talk again one more time. Maybe we'll do an election preview show next week, Monday. All right.
All right, you Bob. Got it, boys. All right. Take care. Go Tribe.